Yo guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers anime, manga, and gaming podcast. Today, me and my co-host Preston are going to be
Yo.
talking about Pokemon Platinum, our playthrough. Last episode we ended off right after the third gym, and so now we're going to talk about what's happened since beating Fantina all the way up until the fourth gym. If you guys enjoyed the episode, be sure to leave a positive review. And you want to get us started off?
Sure. So, Fantina, honestly, in my opinion, bro, this gy the fourth gym that we just fought was pretty easy for me. If I had to say, I think Fantina was wait, Fantina, yeah, Fantina was probably the hardest so far, in my opinion.
I agree.
So it was nice, not having to deal with that anymore. But after the third gym, though, we get to go to Peak Town, Salacia Town.
Facts.
Wasn't that bad. Route 209, I caught a new Pokemon for my team. I'll reveal at the end.
Bet.
But there wasn't too many trainers. I just dodged a bunch of them because I was trying to get to Peak Town. Yeah, Salacian Town, pull up there. In the anime, it's referenced a lot. I forgot, but in Salacian Town, I think we saw, was it our rival, right? Like he was there. Somebody was there.
Shoot, actually, yeah, it sounds familiar. I don't know. Oh wait, yeah, he was there, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Shoot, I don't actually I don't even remember at this point. It's been a couple of days since I played it. But yeah, also on your way there, did you stop by the tower with all the undead Pokemon in it?
So I saw the tower, but there wasn't anybody I wanted. But was there any items in there that were good?
I think so. I went through the whole thing just to beat all the trainers and level up, but there wasn't really anything worth much at the top, I don't think.
Yeah, I was just looking right now on Google, but it was only two Pokemon or three
Yeah.
in the
I mean,
tower.
I thought
So
about getting a Mischievous, for the team, but since I already have Ghastly or Haunter now, I mean, I feel like both of them are good choices for Ghost Pokemon, but I already have Ghastly, so I didn't switch.
yeah, I had no reason to go in there. And by the way, I was tripping. In Salacian Town, we didn't meet our rival, but literally, I got stopped trying to leave Heart Home City by our rival. That's where I saw him. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh
But
yeah, we fought him in the gate right
the
there.
tunnel,
Yes,
bro. We was just tearing up the tunnel, and the employees were just looking at us probably.
Yes.
But hey, literally right before you get on 209, Route 209, at your rival, pretty good. 209, like I said, caught a Pokemon, picked up some items, but there's a couple double battles on that route, so I think I skipped one and I only had to fight one. But yeah, then Salacia Town, not really much there. It's
Bro,
just like a
I'm gonna say real quick, I like this town a lot just because I
like the
actually,
music.
yeah, the
Music's nice.
yeah for sure, the music's peak. Also, I don't know if it's this, but I really like places with where there's Pokemon with overworld sprites. Like I remember in the Hoenn region, there's a little daycare outside and there's Pokemon walking around out there. And this is
Yeah.
like the same thing. I just like seeing all the Pokemon outside, walking around. Thought that was
Is
cool. And
it
it feels like a
the daycare? Isn't the daycare right around Salacian Town?
Yeah, it's like It's like in
I
the
think it's right
middle.
before, right? Or is
It's like
it?
in the town. Like,
Oh yeah. I dropped off Togepi there just 'cause I was
oh
bored
yeah.
with it.
Yeah. I don't know. I also
Also,
like
I like
the
the unknown cave.
Yeah, that's true.
I got defog 'cause I forgot about it, but you told me, I think, about it, so I went in there. I also got a fire stone, a water stone, and a thunder stone. I got all three in the cave. And then battled a couple people and then got defog and dipped. But it's like a, oh no, it's kind of, it's like the town is part of the road. So there's just like random houses, but then you can go off to the right and there's like a couple houses in the cave.
Yeah. Did you see the item that was up top on the cave? Like when you're walking in, you see like an item up there. Bro, did you find out how to get it? Because I could not figure it out.
Nope, I did not get it. I just left.
I literally went through every single door and could not find it. So, oh well.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like a little interesting town with like a chill soundtrack. But my favorite though, shoot. Hold up. One of my favorite soundtracks for like a route though, after Salacion Town though, was like Route 210. Hopped on Route 210 and then went to 215. This was like a longer route because you had to go up and then to the right to get to Veilstone. It had a good soundtrack. It was annoying though on 215 because it was raining the entire time. I don't know if it was the same for you.
I don't think so.
But it
Oh
was raining in
wait.
my game.
Actually, no, I don't think it was for me.
That's good because literally it just added an extra like couple seconds to every battle every time your turn was over.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
annoying.
good soundtrack. There was like three double battles that I fought, and I even skipped one, so there was like four total that I saw. Got a rare candy, or no, I didn't get the rare candy there, but that was a little bit after. But did some training there also because I got my. I got some of my Pokemon leveled up for the gym battle. Yeah, so that was pretty simple. The Psyduck were blocking the way to Celestic Town, which I remembered that clearly. I remember what you have to do to get them out of the way. So that was kind of cool. And I also bought a ton of Moo Milk that stopped.
Yeah, bro, I should have. I forgot to go there. 'Cause,
I bought
so,
24.
dang. Yeah, that's. I think that's like the best item as far as healing. Because, like, the most worth your money. 'Cause it's pretty cheap and it heals. Like, it does like 100, right?
Yeah, it's 100 and it's like it's a
Yes.
good it's pretty
Because
cheap.
if you get a super potion, it only does 50, which usually isn't enough. But hyper potions are usually like way too much, 'cause right now all my Pokemon are like around 100 HP. So Moo Moo Milk would be perfect. But when I was going through the first part of the route with like all the Rapidash and Ponyta trainers, like they all have like the same Pokemon, but like that first part of the route before there, I got weakened once, I think, so I went back to heal. And then the second time, I just blew through the rest of the route in one try. Beat every single trainer on the route also.
Oh,
'Cause
yeah.
I think they all, yeah, they're all like karate masters, so I just used Beautifly. Yeah, Beautifly. And just destroyed them in like one hit, which was also good training for the gym because the next gym is also a fighting type.
Yes. And honestly, like, I don't know, Veilstone City is probably the best city in the game too. Like, there's a lot of stuff you can buy, which is nice. Get the department store.
Yeah, so when you first get to Veilstone, you talk to. I mean, I think you said you picked a male character. So you probably talk to Dawn, I think is the name.
Yes.
And then I talk to. Shoot, I forgot his name. But it's the male counterpart. But yeah, I talked to him. He gave me a little tour. And then right before walking into the gym, we run into some guy known as Crasher Wake. He walks out and don't really know what he's doing. Don't really know who he is yet. But interesting nonetheless. He might turn out to be important later.
Or he said who he was.
Well, I don't remember what he said, but did he just like say that he's like the gym leader?
He said he's a gym leader. He just said he was a gym leader and he was training, so.
Shoot, I wonder which gym leader he is. I wonder if he's coming up soon.
Father? Probably next, or we know.
Yeah, he is next. Bro,
Oh,
but yeah.
Pastoria?
Yeah, but so like on the two routes that we crossed so far, or like for this episode, didn't really like as I said, I just blew through them. Didn't really stop for any wild Pokemon battles, but that's also because I know that there was no one that I really wanted. So yeah,
Yeah.
didn't add anyone to the team this week. Didn't or like even like partially, just kind of grinded with the team that I had all the way to the gym. Do you want to start by talking about with how you did the gym?
Sure. So honestly, bro, is like the gym wasn't even that confusing. Like I battled two trainers and then dodged the other one. And then honestly, I like the gym. It was pretty simple and straightforward. They just like push the punching bags into the tires. So I did that, and then made it to the gym leader pretty quick. What about you?
Yeah, as like same thing as the route before. I whooped up everyone and made my way all the way to the gym leader without taking any damage. I fought every trainer too. I didn't dodge any of them. And got to the gym leader without even healing or anything. And I forgot, wait, do you remember her name? The gym leader's name?
The gym leader's name, it was the kid. It was
Yeah.
Aileen.
Maylene? Yeah. So basically, I mean, there's not a whole lot to say because, as I said, I pieced up this gym pretty easily.
Yeah.
Beautify carried me a lot of the way. Then once Lucario came out, Beautify got defeated, but I had Monferno backed up, ready. And since Lucario is also a steel type, he got demolished.
Bro, I got low key, so it wasn't hard, but I was just like messing around because like the new character. And the new people on my team, like pretty low still, was a psychic type, so I used them, but I got demolished, and then my flying type got obliterated because every single like I could tell that gym was like anti-flying because they were just obliterating me with Rock Tomb. Every fighting type knew Rock Tomb for some reason, and I was like, I expect that, but. Killed the first two Pokemon pretty easy. Lucario came out, and I was just messing around with Luxray, and I paralyzed the Lucario and got it down to like red, and then killed me. And then I was on my last Pokemon, and just I brought out Torterra and just used Earthquake. Bro, she didn't even the gym leader did not heal once. Like I had her Machoke on
Yeah,
red,
same.
Machoke on red at one point. Didn't heal it. I was like, oh, whatever. Lucario was on red. That's why I used Earthquake, because I assumed she would heal. She didn't, so I just overkilled her Lucario with Torterra. Didn't even take any damage during the fight. And yeah, it took me like 2 minutes to beat her.
Yep. I'd say it was a pretty easy battle. Definitely. I don't know if it was the easiest one yet, because I thought the grass gym leader was very easy as well, but much easier than last week. Yeah. Did you, after beating the gym, did you do the next little part of the story before leaving town? Or no?
I was gonna say Dawn somehow got finessed out of her Pokédex somehow. So of course I had to go flip up on the double. Bro, I killed all Dawn's Pokemon on ac like not on accident. I just didn't care.
Did you
But
use Earthquake?
yes, I
Wait, did you say
one-shotted
you
all
have
her.
Torterra already?
Yes.
Did it
I was
evolve at
like
level
I said, I was
32?
training. Yeah, he's like level 33 now though.
Oh, dang. My Monferno is level 35 and it still hasn't evolved. I'm pretty sure it's 36 for.
Got one more left. Yeah, you
Yeah.
got one more. Oh no, that's the good thing about Torterra, because like Grodd's really slow and like was getting packed, was like starting to get packed up. Because people were way faster and everybody just knows moves like flying type moves and everything. But yeah, so pretty much I just used Earthquake and one-shotted all of Dawn's Pokemon. And then one-shotted all the other people because she used a what's it called? She used some gr oh gravity. She used gravity and grounded the Zubats to the ground. So I just
Oh, nice.
used Earthquake and it was super effective.
Bro, Zubat's the worst Pokemon of all time.
Zubat.
Yes, most annoying at least. Every
I don't
time,
like Zubat.
every step I take in a cave, I run into one. Yeah. So yeah, the same
Then I
sort of
got
thing.
Fly.
Yeah, then you walk in, get Fly. Pretty easy. Last little thing to clear up in that town. Who knows? Maybe we'll be back to that town someday for something.
Oh yeah, I mean we will be.
Bro, spoilers?
Just kidding. I was lying.
So do you want to do the level check real quick?
Sure, so first off, how many people do you have on your team right now that you're gonna have for your final?
Still only two. Right now I have Predator at level 35, my Haunter. And I have Monferno, or I'll have Chim, my Monferno, also level 35. Those are the only two that are staying on the team. I also have my Beautifly Sakura. Probably gonna stay on the team until like the eighth gym because there's a Pokemon I'm looking to add that I can't get till way later in the game. And so yeah, so she's gonna be on the team for a while. And then other than that, I just have my Bidoof and my Togepi, which I just been too lazy to put it in the box. So I'm
Throw it
just
in the daycare like me.
Bro, that's a good idea. Actually, I'm pretty sure the daycare doesn't work in this game.
El
In
Bozo.
Pokemon. Yes. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like everything, unless you got something else.
So yeah, I'll do my team now.
Oh, shoot, I didn't. I thought you already went. My bad.
So I have four now that are gonna be on my team. I have my Torterra level 33. I have my Staravia level 27. My Luxio's level 26. And my newest Pokemon is Kirlia and it's level 23.
Bet already a Kirlia.
Yes. But it still only knows one attack move that is psychic, which is stupid. That's why it's so annoying having one forever.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Bro, I still think that after the next gym, I'll still only have two Pokemon on my team because all the Pokemon that I want to add are all like late game. Which is kind of annoying,
Oh yeah.
but oh well, nothing I can do.
That's true. But yeah, that's all I got. And this next part of the journey is gonna be peak. So I'm just waiting for Snow Point City though. That's my favorite. Except like the journey up there is good, but it takes forever. I think that's the seventh.
Yeah, it is this. Yeah, I believe it's the seventh. Yeah, I agree. Like that's a good gym because I mean it's just like a nice environment, but bro, walking there is like the most annoying part of the game. But yeah. Yeah, I don't got anything else either. Next week we're gonna be traveling to Pastoria City, I believe it's called, and fighting the fifth gym leader.
Yes, and Team Galactic.
Yes, and Team Galactic. So yeah, after the fifth gym leader is kind of like when the end game stuff starts up, and then you kind of just like follow. I mean, actually, never mind. I won't get too deep into it, but basically, the game is heating up. We got some plot lines coming together, and we're gonna see.
Antagonists are getting heat.
Yes, greatest antagonist in fiction. But yeah, if you guys enjoyed the episode, be sure to leave a positive review, and we'll see you in the next episode.
See you.